We are continuing to tell the stories of Wisconsin families that have reached the milestones of 100 or 150 years of owning their farmsteads or homesteads around the state. One of those farms I was able to catch up with at the Wisconsin State Fair was the Wickham Family Farm in Stoughton, Wisconsin, located in Dane County. I talked with Alan Wickham as well as his sisters Janet Wickham Keller and Shirley Wickham Hildreth about their farm.
It started in 1919, I believe, as far back as the records go. We're not sure who my grandfather purchased the farm from, but he come from Norway, immigrated from Norway, and worked at the Mant Wagon Works in Stoughton to save some money to buy some land. And then he farmed there and raised a family of six or seven kids. And my dad was the youngest son, and he stuck out on the farm. So he took the farm over in 1950 and farmed until 1997. And then I bought the farm from my father, and I've been there ever since. And it's evolved from a dairy, hog, chicken, tobacco farm to sold the cows in 1985, and I raised beef for probably 25 years. And we also raised tobacco, and then in the later years, corn and alfalfa and soybeans. And in the last 10 years, I've been working off the farm, so therefore I rent to another farmer, and he's doing a nice job, and appreciate all the work he's done. So, and that should be it.
Sounds good. So other than maybe the change in operation from dairy to beef and everything else, what other things have you seen change with the farm or maybe just in the farming industry that have been kind of interesting to you over the years?
I think the evolution from horse and buggy days and workhorses and farm machinery taking over. I know when I was old enough to drive a tractor. I think I was 5 years old on a hay baler. It was a WD-45 Alice Chalmers tractor. I could barely reach the brake pedals, let alone the clutch pedal. Thank goodness for the hand clutch on the Alice Chalmers tractors. And now, tractors that I drive are 200 to 400 horsepower tractors. And yes, they do a lot more work in a shorter period of time, but the cost is tremendous, is changed as far as price-wise that way. And what used to cost us, I think my dad bought the farm from his father for $24,000, and it cost me $210,000. And I'm sure I could probably get $750,000 for it. So that's just the price of farming, how it's gone up. Crops, prices are going up, but I don't know. You take the cost of machinery and that, I don't know if a guy can really pencil it out just on cash cropping.
Now, through all the years and maybe through challenges or good times, why has it been so important for you to keep it in the family and, you know, keep that passion for agriculture alive?
Well, it's kind of bred into us. And I always enjoyed farming. I never married, so it was harder as I got older, so one doesn't realize what the women of the farm actually do. They're not only the housekeepers, but they're also the right-hand hired man of a farmer, whether he be animal agriculture or crop farmer.
Now, you talk about now you've been renting it out to someone and working off the farm. Now, what are the plans for the farm going forward? Is it going to try to stay within the family, or, you know, what are things looking like?
We have no next generation, and so I guess I'm the end of the line for the Wickham farm. So I think 100 will probably be the last part of our century farm, and there's been several people inquired about buying the farm. So I guess that's, when I get ready, I guess that's the way we'll go.
And so tell me a little bit about why, you know, it's important to you. Maybe it obviously doesn't get passed on to family, but passed on to someone that's going to continue that legacy of agriculture and really utilize that farm to produce and be productive in agriculture.
agricultural is the most important occupation in the world today. Always has been, always will be, because without food, you can't live. And I've got a passion for farming, always have, and there's a lot of young people out there that have the same, if not more, passion than I do. And hopefully things will work out that the right people will get it. I've got several people in mind, and I know they will be good caretakers of it to pass on to their future generation.
Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, if someone was going to walk onto your farm today and they wanted to know something totally unique or really interesting that maybe is totally different from any other farm, what is a story that you might tell them that, you know, would really kind of set your farm apart?
Well, I don't know. My grandfather on my mother's side was a carpenter, and when Dad realized that 12 cows wasn't going to cut the mustard anymore, he increased his herd size to 30. My grandfather said, rip the part off that you don't want, and he would build new for Dad. So that's how he did, and any house remodeling was done through my grandfather on that side. And my grandfather on my dad's side, yes, he was not an owner anymore, but he was a vital cog. He was always out, willing to help, fill in, do whatever he could. And of course, he was horse and buggy days, tractors. He would definitely never get on. He says it'd be worse than a bronking horse. But as far as manual labor, he could run a mean hole.
My husband and I, we now live in California, so I left the farm, but the farm has not left me. I was in 4-H, and I remember, you know, showing at the county fair. I learned how to make bread, so last year during the pandemic, it came in very good. I was making lots of bread, so good memories from the farm.
Yeah, and I'm the baby of the family, but I still work in agriculture, and my heart still lies with dairy farmers where I work today. I was also a 4-H member growing up, and that led into a FFA in high school, and I was very fortunate to go on and have a degree in agriculture. But my husband and I farm in Richland County. Steve and I farm and have dairy cattle out there, and just would like to congratulate my big brother on his farm and getting the 100-year award. We have fond memories of the farm back in the days when we were raising tobacco. It was hard work, but honestly, that's what sent me to college, and so I'm very proud of that heritage and our Norwegian heritage. Mom and Dad would be looking down from heaven smiling today, and so would Grandpa and Grandma.
I was a member of 4-H and FFA, and an FFA led to my intense interest in ag, and a lot of fond memories of my buddies in school that when I was in high school, we went through a number of ag teachers, but there was about five of us that persevered. I think we had five ag teachers in 3 years. So it wasn't, what would you call it, scripted, but we had a kitty tent at our local fair, and we manned that by ourselves. So I take pride in that, and I guess I kind of always led by example if I could, and I do believe the future of ag is with our younger people, and there's a lot of good, wonderful young people out there. So I hope everybody can carry it on like I could.
That was Alan Wickham, along with his sisters Janet Wickham Keller and Shirley Wickham Hildreth, part of the Wickham family farm in Stoughton, Wisconsin, in Dane County, being recognized this year as one of the century farms. That's just one of the many stories that we will continue to bring to you, brought to you by Compeer Financial. All year long, we will honor those century and sesquicentennial farms across the state of Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.